listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 4. Family, today's episode requires care, honesty, and grounding. Many of us were exposed to a public message shared by someone in a position of power. A message directed at a former president and first lady that carried racist undertones, stereotypes, and harmful implications. Now, let's be clear, I'm not here to repeat it, I'm not here to amplify it, and I am surely not here to debate it. I'm here to talk about what it does to our nervous systems when racism is broadcast loudly and casually, and why pretending we're unaffected is not healing. Because Season 7 is about completion, reflection, and renewal, and part of completion is refusing to normalize harm. Part of reflection is telling the truth about how racism impacts us. And renewal means choosing how we care for ourselves in the aftermath. If that post made your chest tighten, if it made you angry, sad, numb, or exhausted, if it brought up memories of being othered, targeted, or disrespected, you are not overreacting. You are responding to harm. But before I go any further, let's do a little centering practice, and I want you to begin to settle in your body. And place your feet flat on the floor if you can. Take a slow inhale through your nose and hold gently. And exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. And now say quietly to yourself, I am safe in this moment. I can feel without being consumed. I get to choose how I respond. Racism is dysregulating by design, and grounding is a way that we reclaim agency. So let's talk about what happens clinically when racist content is shared publicly, especially by someone with visibility, influence, or power. Racist messaging activates the threat response, hypervigilance, anger and grief, historical and intergenerational trauma, and feelings of unsafety and dehumanization. For many of us, this isn't just an opinion we disagree with. It's a reminder of vulnerability. Your nervous system doesn't process racism as commentary. It processes it as a threat. That's why you might notice fatigue after scrolling, irritability, possible headaches, emotional shutdown, difficulty concentrating, and a deep sense of here we go again. This is not weakness. This is the body remembering. And let's anchor this episode in our Season 7 themes. Completion means we stop pretending that it doesn't affect us. It means we complete the cycle of silence and minimization. Reflection asks, what did this bring up in me? What past experiences did this activate? And what emotions am I carrying right now? Reflection is not re-traumatizing, it's naming. And renewal asks, how do I care for myself after exposure to harm? What boundaries do I need? And what support restores me. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. One of the most damaging things we can do individually and collectively is pretend that racism doesn't hurt us. When we don't name it, the body holds it. The stress compounds, resentment builds, and emotional exhaustion deepens. Many of us were taught, don't make it about race. Just ignore it or be the bigger person. But ignoring harm doesn't make us stronger. It makes us disconnected from ourselves. Naming racism is not about staying angry. It's about staying honest. You can acknowledge harm without living in it. And you can tell the truth without amplifying it. That's emotional maturity. So I want to invite you into reflection, and not to dwell, but to release. Consider these questions. What emotion came up for me when I saw that post? Where did I feel it in my body? What past experiences did it remind me of? What do I need right now to feel grounded again? And what boundaries around media or conversation would protect my peace? Because reflection gives the nervous system language, and language brings relief. So let's talk about renewal, because exposure to harm requires intentional care. Renewal might look like stepping away from social media for a day, choosing not to engage in harmful commentary, grounding your body through movement or breath, talking with someone who gets it, affirming your worth with humanity, and reminding yourself, this does not define me. Renewal also means you don't owe everyone access to your emotional labor. You're allowed to protect your peace without explanation. Season 7 renewal is not about desensitizing yourself. It's about staying sore without staying exposed. So I'm going to invite you to an integration practice. And again, this is optional. You can place one hand on your chest and repeat after me. I acknowledge what hurt me. I release what does not belong to me. I am allowed to rest after harm. And my humanity is not up for debate. And take a breath and let your body receive that truth. And as I close today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Racism is loud, but it does not get to live rent-free in your nervous system. Season 7 teaches us we stop minimizing harm, we tell the truth about how it affects us, and we choose care boundaries and grounding. You are allowed to feel. You are allowed to pause. And you are allowed to protect your heart. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who may need grounding right now. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.